kibbutz tzaddikim in the south, as well?
Sorry, what?
There's kibbutz tzaddikim in the south also?
So, why not?
So, why don't you go if you trip?
I don't know, I'm not the director.
You go to the
Rabbi. I think they're all over the country.
Baba Sali?
Sure, I would think so. More in the north, though, I think.
More than. Is it Yehud also?
Yehud.
And all Yehuda also?
In the territories?
No, it's near the airport. Near the airport.
Probably.
There is. Yehuda ben Yaakov. Is that Ben Shimon Gamliel and Yavne? Aban Gamliel?
Yeah, they're all over. There's a lot. Hundreds and hundreds. In Morocco, they told us there was 550 that became. This is Morocco. But sure, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not.
So you can do a few trips. You don't have to go far, you can go to Har Zeitzin.
Yeah, if it's just there, you know.
Listen, I'm Har Menuchah,
of course.
Oh, Hashem.
Didn't we learn a story about when he was at. Was it a wedding that was mixed? And he got up in the chair and he.
Not a wedding.
He separated. He was upset that there was a mixture.
It was a mix. He was in the room, in the bottom, in the moshav, at a mixed party.
Yeah.
So he ran down and they locked the doors. He jumped into the window.
Yeah.
And he turned on the chair and they beat him up. They were beating him up. He said, "No, he can't beat me. That's Asu. Close eyes. Asu." But they stopped the wedding. Three people were beating him up.
Who was beating?
Three people there from the mixed. There was a mixed party, and Shmuel went to say that you know how to do it. He stood in the middle of the chair, and the chair and said, Asu. So three people were hitting him, and all three of them were killed in that year in a tragedy way.
The people that were hitting
one
him?
One had a disease, one had a car accident, fell off a cliff, I don't know, weird things.
Very out of character for him. He's very
introverted. Yeah, but we're
who did it?
Who jumped out?
Shmuel Shapiro. Oh, he jumped out.
Yeah.
People
would
hit him?
They were killed.
No, but I'm saying, why would people hit him?
He's destroying their party. They're having a mixed party.
It was a mixture of men and women. So
he was in Saudi Arabia. They would beat up the
Saudi Arabia. Oh, yes, they would.
And then you said in the wrong is happening.
Yeah, Nabai Rabbi Shimon down in the Moshav 50 years ago.
Oh, 50 years ago.
40 years ago, yeah. It's a religious moshav.
It is a religious moshav.
Today it won't happen in the moshav, I promise you. So, to know how to wake up people. Oh no, not how to wake up. To know how to criticize. Criticize? Like to tell someone that, you did wrong, you do better. Time that Anash, and time when they lived in the old city, they used to go to the Kotel, there were many of them that used to cry out, oh, out loud, very out loud, like wrestlers do, There was one avir there that he felt, he was screaming at the top of his lungs, like shout, crazy shouts. And it woke up the soldiers that were nearby, that were sleeping. I don't know if it's Jewish soldiers, not Jewish soldiers, but they woke them up. And Shmuel felt that you have to tell this guy, you can't scream like that, you're bothering people. Yeah, but how are you going to do it without hurting you? Hurting his feelings, he's a Jewish guy. You know what to do. First of all, he knew that he can't do the rebuke. It wasn't when they lived in the old city. It was many years later. It was Jewish soldiers. So he sent his son. And he warned his son over and over, don't do it in a bad way. do it in the nicest way you could. Don't hurt his feelings.
Say which son?
No. Tell him in a nice way. Tell him like this, and this is a tone you should have. He was very careful with this. These are the words you're going to say. And this is the words that he told him to say. It's true. We need to scream with the depths of our hearts. That's how you have to do. Yishakoa. Beautiful the way you do. Maybe because, you know, the people are sleeping here in the area, maybe we shouldn't scream so much. You should scream, but do it inside the clothes, in the closed area of the hotel. There we should scream more. Here, maybe we're waking people up. And then when Avich went in, Shmuel went in, Ashecha, Ashecha, psh. It's great, I love your screaming, it's so beautiful. Shmuel gave him confidence, gave him compliments about it, the screaming. When his wife was sleeping, Shmuel was the guard, and no one will disturb her rest. For long hours, he stood like that, like a soldier, the entrance to the room, making sure that no son or grandson makes noise or wake her up. And in those hours that he was standing there, he looked like a soldier at combat, ready for the war. Shh, no, stop that sleeping. Don't make noise. Shh, no. Make sure that if she's resting, she'll have a perfect under that rest. It wasn't something external, he felt the other, he felt it. The last 12 years of his life, he had Parkinson, and he had a stroke, and as a result of that, all kinds of a lot of things. But his body, his situation never was a reason why not to serve Hashem. What?
Impediment.
Impediment?
Yeah. Like a barrier that would prevent him from serving the Shem.
Right? It was just another fight with the Yisrael. That's how he saw it. It says in the Pasuk, a king rules over his spirit. That's who he was a king. So we're going to stop over here.